Director of Raggedy Ann and Andy, Elaine Hubbard, informs me that this is a central tune. I happen to run into the music library and come scrambling out with a whistler and his dog. Welcome to WLRH, Elaine Hubbard and Courtney Robertson. Raggedy Ann and Andy opens tonight.
That's
at the
correct.
Playhouse. And you're able to find time to come by our studios. Could you scoot up close to your microphone so we can hear you real good? So Courtney Robertson obviously does not need a wig for this show. Was she cast because she has red hair?
No. She was cast because she was the perfect choice for the role.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, I can't say enough about this cast. I think after doing shows here for so long that about 90% of the job is casting it and working with the actors.
I would think that would be the hardest mm-hmm. part.
Yes, it is.
And because Fantasy Playhouse has been around for such a long time and has such a great mm-hmm. reputation, and so many people want to get involved.
They do, and they do get involved, mm-hmm. and that's great.
So how did you get involved, Courtney?
Well, one of my best friends, Jessie Austin, her family does a lot with Fantasy, and I've been telling her that I wanted to try acting, so she recommended me for this show. So it's actually my first play.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
And we were talking off the air about all the adventures that go on backstage.
A lot of adventures, yes.
Not just on stage, but this backstage. And you're learning some important lessons there, too.
Yep. How to, get through some hard times when people mess up. You just keep going.
Mm-hmm. So. And that's what you do every single day.
That's true. It's a lot of teamwork. Got to play your part and do your work.
So most of us are familiar with Raggedy Ann and Andy. My sister and I had those dolls when we were growing up. But what sort of mayhem do they get involved with?
Oh, it's a great story. They go on a great adventure. They meet a new doll who is brought in as a birthday gift for Marcella, who's their girl, and she disappears. She's kidnapped by the loonies and the deep, deep woods, and they have to go out into the deep, deep woods and find her and bring her back so Marcella doesn't know that she's missing. And so the mayhem and chaos ensues mm-hmm. in the woods and in the loony land. And there's a great deal of audience participation. And I'll just say the word kazoo.
Okay.
kazoos are prevalent. I'll just share that with you.
Well, listening to the PSA, there's a brief synopsis, and it talks about the children's toys come to life and a toy gets lost. And in my little remembering the dim memories of my kid brain, that sounds terrifying. Oh my gosh, your toys come to life and then one of them gets lost. What could be worse? Is it kind of scary?
It isn't really. I don't think so. There are some creepy characters in it. We have a wizard and mm-hmm. we have a witch, but they're all very lighthearted. It's a very charming show.
Of course.
It's not dark, dark.
Yeah.
We have the deep, deep woods, but we have the shining bright light of Raggedy Ann and Andy. And by the way, on our PSA that you all are playing for us, the voice is that of Quinn Montgomery, who is our Raggedy Andy.
Okay. Sounds great on the air. So what else are you learning in this process as a first-time actress?
Ooh, I think I'm falling in love with theater.
Yay!
I like it a lot, yeah. I'm going to get involved with school theater, I think, next year. So.
Uh-huh. What grade are you in?
I'm a freshman at Huntsville High School.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Huntsville High School has a great theater department.
Absolutely.
All the high schools have great
yeah.
theater departments. I mean, yeah. and you'll learn so much, and you'll make friends that'll be your friends for life.
Yeah. I'm excited. I mean, I watched Mary Poppins this past year uh-huh. and really wanted to make me get involved, so I'm excited.
So Raggedy Ann, we all have our own idea of what Raggedy Ann is like. Did you have a particular character in mind when you started becoming Raggedy Ann? Because she's sort of all things to all people.
That's true.
I didn't really. I just try to stay happy most of the time, energetic, and brave.
Yeah.
So.
And who else is in the cast?
Fred Sayers.
Oh.
And Michael Robinson. Uh-huh. They almost steal the show.
I can't imagine.
You can't imagine yeah. these two together. Quinn Montgomery is Raggedy Andy, and Julia Vallelie is Babette, the French doll mm-hmm. that is taken away. Connor Senyard is the prince. Emma Holbrook is Lester, the sidekick for the prince. And Melanie Berry plays the witch. And we have a camel with wrinkled knees, which is a storyline that was gone through in the books. An original character is the camel with the wrinkled knees. And Rachel Menares plays the part of the camel and is doing a fabulous job. Everyone's doing a great job. The characters are just so well written and well rounded, and the set and the costumes coming together is just amazing.
Oh, fantasy is known for its technical ability as well. Just so many fantastic things. You really, the slogan is "Let the magic begin," and it really does.
Yes,
and that's another great thing that you learn from theater is you can take these things like pieces of canvas and wood and paint and and make a whole world out of it.
That's true. That's true. We have a playroom that has oversized toys inside it because we're talking about a real girl. Mm-hmm. And then the dolls are small-sized, and so the room is designed to look oversized. And there's sliding down a banana peel. There's kazoos, as I mentioned. There's all kinds of craziness and looniness and fun. Really, lots and lots of fun for the entire family. I think it appeals to children of all ages and adults.
Mm-hmm. Well, Elaine, you know how important it is to bring kids to the theater. Tell us, and then I'm going to make Courtney answer the same question. Why should we go experience live theater, especially as a young person?
Yes, there's no substitute for it. You are there in the moment with the actors. The actors are on stage and they are getting energy from the audience, and the audience is part of the production.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to live theater, you are actually a part of the process of the theater experience,
mm-hmm.
and you get to see characters come to life, and you get to see them and be a part of that whole process. And I think it's a learning experience. We don't hit you over the head with the messages of love and kindness and taking care of each other and that sort of thing, and how important friendship is. But most all of the shows that we do have a wonderful message, and you get that when you go, and then you internalize that and go away feeling better and being a better person.
And what would you say, Courtney, to somebody your age or younger thinking about coming to see the show?
Well, I feel the exact same way. When you watch it, you obtain this kind of energy, and it makes you feel so happy. And I don't only encourage you to watch it, getting involved in theater, live theater, so much fun.
Especially children's theater, because there's not that fourth wall. Like, adults tend to recognize the invisible fourth wall that separates the stage, but it's not there at Fantasy Playhouse.
No. And especially in this show, because of the audience participation, they are called on to participate. And do.
Have you had a chance to work with an audience yet?
I have. Last night we had a dress rehearsal. Uh-huh. A lot of the tech families came, so I got to work with the real audience, and it was nice. It was great.
What I love about it is the kids don't know that it's not real.
That's true.
That they're exactly, Elaine was saying, exactly in the moment. And I think now more than ever, it's so much more important to be with other humans.
Yes.
And
yes.
Look at their faces and hear their voices and breathe the same air,
exactly.
Not look at a dang screen all the time.
Exactly, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And come on out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Just, we open tonight and we play for the next two weekends, mm-hmm. and fantasyplayhouse.com for tickets and or any other information that the public would need. And we look forward to having great audiences and giving this show to our community.
And Fantasy always does an outstanding job.
Thank you.
And next, what role would you like to play next? You've done Raggedy Ann, this iconic character. Is any other role you'd love to play? Anything.
I've always wanted to be a princess, I guess.
Okay. Fantasy Playhouse can make that happen. We'll break a leg, y'all. Thank you so much for coming in. Elaine Hubbard and Courtney Robertson. Raggedy Ann and Andy opens tonight at the VBC Playhouse. More information is available at fantasyplayhouse.com. Fantasyplayhouse.com.